correct me if I'm wrong, but this, the ribbon cutting of the first Med Plus and the construction of the second Med Plus would be the first additions for the medical center off the main campus, isn't it?
That is correct. This is the first new facility for the College Station Medical Center that is separate and apart from our hospital. Yeah.
And the importance of growing, I guess, off campus to new locations. What's the what was the thought behind that?
Well, Bill, what we're seeing with consumers is they want convenience with healthcare. They want some place where they can go when they're sick, and they can get in, and they don't have to wait, and it's someplace closer to them. So those are kind of the main thoughts behind Med Plus. And you've seen this a lot with urgent care clinics and express clinics that have popped up, you know, all over the Brazos Valley. And what we wanted to do with Med Plus is actually, it's not an urgent care in the traditional sense, because an urgent care, usually when you go to an urgent care, you will get anywhere from 2 to 3 to maybe 4 or 5 separate bills. You'll get a facility fee, you'll get a physician's fee, you'll get a lab fee, you'll get a radiology fee, and it's like you keep getting these different bills in the mail for one visit. What we've tried to do with Med Plus is combine all of those services, so you're going to get one bill when you go see a doctor, and it's a primary care physician that just happens to be open late and 7 days a week. It's an idea that Dr. Roquet first started when he came to Bryant College Station back in the 80s. He went into private practice as a primary care physician, and then he decided to expand his hours and extend people's access to primary care and offer them a very simplified billing method. And we studied it for a long time and thought, you know, he's really onto something here, because folks really like that. They like the fact that you don't have to have an appointment. They like the fact that you can go in at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night if your kid gets sick. You don't have to have an appointment. You just get up and go, and you get to see a primary care physician, and you get one bill. And so we didn't try to fix what wasn't broken, and we affiliated with Dr. Roquet and brought the his CarePlus model into MedPlus. We opened the first facility. Will open this coming Saturday at Longmire and Birmingham Road, and we already have the second facility, 75% done at Barron Road and William D. Fitch. And so, again, it's going to offer folks just a convenient way to get health care when they need it, and extended hours so it works around everyone's schedule.
It's also important, too, to keep non-emergency traffic away from the emergency room.
That's always a big concern, yeah. You know, and that's something that, you know, people with who make a lot more money than I do have been trying to figure out, all the way up to Washington, D.C. How do you differentiate between emergent care and urgent care? And a lot of people, you know, if their doctor isn't available when they get real sick, or they get the flu, or they get, a sprained ankle, something that might not necessarily qualify for an emergency room visit, you really don't have an option, you know, if it happens on the weekends. And so what we're trying to do now is give them an option for those minor injuries and illnesses. If you don't want to, or if you don't need to go to an ER, you can go to, you know, a place like Med Plus, and you can be seen right away, and you can get the medicine that you need. You can get the attention that you need for those minor injuries and illnesses.
And in the unfortunate situation that it turned out to be much more serious than what a patient first thought, then I would think it's pretty easy then to just head on over to the main hospital.
Absolutely. And we wanted to make it close to us, because that's certainly a valid concern. If you walk in there and you think that it's something that turns out to be a lot more serious, then you have a really, really short trip to the ER where you can get, you know, a higher level of acute care.
You talked about the construction of the second Med Plus. When is completion expected?
We expect to move into it the 1st of April in 2013. and it's positioned right down the road from the brand new College Station High School. So we're hoping that a lot of moms and dads who drive to and from the high school to pick up their kids, or you know, they'll see it there, and if they have to go pick up their kid from school, you have to drive by it to get to the school. And so we've already started some co-branding with College Station High School just to get the name out, the MedPlus name out. And it's going to be a standalone facility, brand new. And there's also, we're making plans to where we're going to rotate specialists through there as well. So not only will you have a primary care physician or nurse practitioner that you can see 7 days a week, on certain days you can also go there and see your OB-GYN. You can go there and see an orthopedist. You can go there and see some other specialized doctors who will be keeping office hours at that facility. Once again, the name of the game is convenience. It's making it convenient for the consumer to get the health care they need when they need it, and you know, and to make it, like you said, to where minor injuries don't result in a trip to the ER.
And obviously, timing is good. Those who make the big dollar decisions believe there's the population base to make this happen.
That absolutely came into consideration, Bill. I mean, if you look at where the rooftops are going, and I tell you, one of the best indicators of population growth is College Station School District, and Dr. Eddie Colson and those guys do a tremendous job in figuring out where people are moving to. And you kind of, if you look at where new schools are being built, that is a very good indicator of where new homes were going to go and where population is going to grow. And so, yeah, we absolutely consulted with a lot of folks before we decided on that location, and we think it's going to be right in the center of some of the most explosive growth in the next decade.
Operating hours?
MedPlus is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 7 o'clock at night, on Saturdays from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and on Sundays from 1 to 7 at night.